At the edge of downtown Tampa, with its high risers and commercial buildings, stands the two-story Jackson House on Zach Street. It could easily be missed if you're not looking for it. It's the lone survivor of what used to be a vibrant area. It's now surrounded by asphalt parking lots. The house has holes on the roof and the structure isn't so steady, but stand on the porch and sit on the bench with the red-chipped paint and you can easily feel how this was once a home.
First of all, I would like to say welcome to you to the Jackson House, Ms. Ramos.
That's Willie Robinson Jr., greeting me with a smile. The house has been in his family for three generations, and it has been standing in this very spot for more than 100 years. It is now on the National Register of Historic Places. During the pinnacle years when Central Avenue was considered the Harlem of Tampa, the 24-bedroom Jackson Rooming House was a place where black travelers could lodge. It stood just across the street from the old Union Railroad Station during the era of segregation. It's the same house where Ella Fitzgerald wrote A Tisket, A Tasket, and where Martin Luther King Jr. had breakfast at the kitchen table. But most importantly to Robinson, it's where his family lived for so many years.
And that family reaches all the way back, all the way into the 1800s.
Robinson sits me down on the porch as he brings out photo albums and framed pictures of his family.
I want to introduce you to my grandmother, my mother's mother, Mrs. Sarah Jackson Robinson.
This is the woman Robinson's grandfather built the boarding house for.
So, I always make the comment that she had to be a very good looker, something that he liked for her to build a 24-bedroom house for, It's kind of hard to get a 3-bedroom house, a 2-bedroom house built. But for a 24-bedroom house, she had to be a looker.
Robinson says his family always had a good work ethic. His grandmother oversaw three businesses back in the day.
She started a laundry service because we were so close proximity to the courthouse that her four daughters ran the laundry service, did the work as far as starch and iron for the lawyers as well as the judges. And for her two sons that she had two sons. And she started the first black cab company, which was the name, the Jackson Cab Company.
Robinson brings out one last photograph of him and his mother sitting on this very porch, smiling for the camera.
I got her to smile. She didn't want to smile, but I got her to smile by telling her that I said, you was my first girlfriend and only girlfriend, and she just had to laugh at that.
Robinson's mother died a few months after that picture was taken in 2006 when he inherited the house. And he inherited the house in pretty bad shape. The roof leaks and needs to be reconstructed to keep the water from getting in. The house needs foundation work. Asbestos and lead need to be removed. And an addition to the house that wasn't original to the structure has to be demolished. In 2011, Tampa-based Bracken Engineering, Inc. stepped in to help. Matthew Deppin is a project engineer with the company. He says the company decided to help at no cost to Robinson.
Once you get talking with Mr. Robinson and you realize the history of the house and the significance of being the last privately owned freestanding structure in downtown with ties back to segregation and black history, there's no way we could not be interested in the house and preserving all that it stands for.
Deppin also says restoring the entire house would cost close to $1.5 million. Money is what's holding them back. The only thing holding Robinson from fundraising is a response from the IRS. He's filed the Jackson House Foundation as a nonprofit so as to solicit donations and those donations be tax exempt.
It's been over 6 months, and as of today that I'm speaking to you, the government is shut down. So,
Joselise Ramos, WUSF 89.7 News.